American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The House voted 216 to 213 to pass a bill last night that would claw back about $9 billion in spending, including funds for public broadcasting and foreign aid. Chad Pergram has the latest from Capitol Hill.
There were no Democrats who voted for this, and there were two Republican no's, Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio, and also Brian Fitzpatrick, a Republican of Pennsylvania. Both of them have been big defenders of certain foreign aid programs, in particular some of the aid going to Ukraine. This now goes to President Trump for him to sign. They've not used a maneuver like this to kind of cancel this spending ex post facto in 30 years, but they have been successful. This might be the first of several different rescissions opportunities by the Trump administration to try to claw back some of this money.
Announcing transportation policy changes at the Nashville International Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said service members will have access to exclusive honor lanes when traveling by air.
This program called Serve with Honor and Travel with Ease will be utilized at airports, starting with those that are closest to our military installations.
Secretary Noem announced earlier this month that travelers will not need to remove their shoes at TSA checkpoints. President Donald Trump's doctor says the president is in excellent health after evaluations for swollen ankles and a bruised hand.
Because of swelling in his lower legs, President Trump underwent several tests that revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign condition more common in patients older than 70.
Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt reading a memo from the president's physician. That memo also notes bruising on President Trump's hand, explaining it as soft tissue irritation from frequent handshaking and regular aspirin use. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says crime in New York City's subways is still high and needs to be dealt with. He's calling on New York officials to crack down on the crime or risk the state's federal funding.
They have a cordon pricing. They've isolated Manhattan. You have to pay a $9 surcharge to just drive into the city. And so even if you want to drive your car, a lot of people can't afford it. So they force those people into the subway, and the subway's not safe.
Today marks 2 weeks since the devastating and deadly flood in Central Texas that killed at least 134 people. Steve Jordahl spoke with a local church to see how things are going.
There are still more than 100 people missing along the banks of the Guadalupe River near Kerrville, Texas. Recovery specialists and cadaver dogs are slowly bringing that number down, but many of the people in the region are still waiting for closure on the death of loved ones. Southern Oaks Church is collecting necessities and ministering to this hurting community. Jane Collette is the pastor's assistant.
You know, they come in here and they're just, you can just tell they're broken. And so we kind of help guide them. Sometimes they don't even know what they need.
They've set up a food pantry and have been collecting other necessities.
God calls us to serve. And so we got out and started getting donations in, lots of donations. People have been wonderful sending in supplies, sending in money that we can give out, gift cards, that kind of thing.
As they comfort the grieving, the staff at Southern Oaks looks for opportunities to share the love of Christ with survivors.
In fact, we've got Bibles that we give them. We pray with them. We, you know, witness to them. Because that's the ultimate goal. You know, we want them to find Jesus Christ and to be able to lean on him during this tough time and know that he's there for them.
She's asking for your prayers. Some requests are obvious, but Colette is highlighting two.
I think wisdom and discernment, you know, for when the people come in and, you know, be able to recognize what is it that they really need and kind of help them along. And just for us personally, probably strength.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Asian shares were mostly higher on Friday after Wall Street rose to records following better-than-expected updates on the economy and a mixed set of profit reports from big U.S. companies. On Thursday, the S&P 500 climbed 0.5% to an all-time high set a week ago. The Dow rose 0.5% and the Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.